Hello again, and welcome back to part three, the final part of this webinar called Getting God's Help When You Need His Help Urgently. Remember I said that I would talk about the benefits of these two steps, this special way of praying. Well, the first benefit is you're gaining intimacy with the Lord. You're meeting him in a direct way every time you enter into his presence in this few minutes of silent prayer. As I said at the end of the last webinar, part two, praying in this way has a phenomenal benefit that you should never ever underestimate. It fine-tunes your spiritual antenna in a way probably that no other form of praying can do. And that is a huge benefit, because what you'll find outside your time of quiet prayer in God's presence, when you're doing your daily chores, for example, you'll find that you will be able to hear God's voice speaking to you with far greater clarity than you have done before. And you'll find that he can speak to you at any time, when you're talking on the phone to a friend, when you're doing the dishes, mowing the lawn, cleaning your house, driving the car, sitting quietly in your patio, in your garden, whatever. You'll find that you will be able to hear his voice speaking to you clearly, and you'll have the knowledge and faith that you have in fact heard the Lord. Now, in times of stress, whenever you hear the Lord speaking to you, you don't run off and act immediately on what you've heard. You test it. You ask God to give you a bit of a confirmation, you know, that you have heard his voice and not your own imagination or the other forces' imagination. Voice, sorry. The dark force, you don't want that. So it's very, very essential not to act immediately on what you have heard, but to test it out, especially if this is going to involve you in some big decision or important personal relationship. What does the intimacy do? The intimacy accomplishes something just as great, something phenomenally important. It introduces you to Jesus as your teacher and as your guide. That's phenomenal. Never take that for granted. So, in other words, what this prayer does is to lay a solid foundation for your ongoing journey and relationship and friendship with the Lord that will last. It's not going to peter out at any time. It's going to get stronger as you continue in this way of prayer, stronger and stronger and stronger, more and more and more solid, more and more and more lasting. That means that when you come across another challenge in your life or experience another trauma of any kind, you will have developed an inner reservoir of peace and faith and the assurance of God's love and presence that will not let you just survive your crisis, but thrive in its midst. Now, finally, I want to wrap up by sharing Michelle's story with you. Michelle was a lady in her very early 50s when she first came to me and joined our group and asked for my ongoing spiritual guidance. And she has stayed with me over the last, my goodness, from 1987 to something like 2017, perhaps, somewhere along there, a long, long time, as have all my other women done too. Not necessarily quite as long, not as many years, but very close to the long number of years that Michelle has stayed with me. And Michelle, was a woman at that time who had a long history of dedication and closeness to the Lord. She really knew the Lord. He was the center of her life and relationships. But I think that Michelle, like many women, understood perhaps that what I had to offer based on what she had heard me say or somebody else say about me, what I had to offer was probably something new to her, which was these two steps, a way of quieting down and hearing the Lord speak to you and love you and give you his peace in a direct, intimate way that you could use anytime, whenever you needed to experience God's love and his peace and his presence. And what Michelle found was that when she was outside the times of prayer, or like when she was doing her daily, everyday chores or working at her job, driving the car, sitting in the garden, whatever, talking with a friend, she knew that when she could hear God speaking to her, that it really was the Lord, that it bore all the signs and symptoms of God, because why? She had learned to recognize and to know God more deeply, at a deeper level, when she prayed in these two simple steps. She knew, she knew down in the depths of her being that she had, her relationship with God had deepened at a fundamental level. And she had that much greater reassurance of his presence, a much deeper faith in him, a much more intimate relationship and friendship with him, and felt that she could totally, totally rely on him and his help whenever she needed. Now, here's the thing. This is why I've chosen Michelle's story to tell you about and not some of the others, because Michelle was and still probably is a great talker, a great conversationalist, and she wasn't quiet and reserved in the least. Her personality was and remains to be outgoing and talkative, communicative. She needs to communicate with other people. We all do, but Michelle's personality probably more so than others. So for Michelle to discover that A, she could be quiet for these number of minutes in the Lord's presence was a big deal. And the second big deal was that when she understood what benefit she could reap from so doing, this quiet and the silence that she had to discipline herself to for these few minutes by letting go of thoughts and words and images, more than compensated for lack of talking, lack of thinking. And it gave her a fresh understanding of how God works in us and how he wants to be with us, how he longs to be with us. So the quality of her life improved even more after she learned this way of praying. Now, I'll just end with this. This way of praying is nothing new. It's not a Johnny come lately thing. It's not a fad that goes in and out of fashion, as the case may be. Not at all. It was the way that Jesus himself taught in Matthew of how to pray, to enter into your inner room, close the door, not worry about anything, stop thinking about what you need, that he knows your needs before you pray. This is what this way of praying is. It's ancient, but what happened is that although it was used in the early centuries of the churches, Christian churches, like, it became lost over many centuries, and it was only in the late 1970s that it has been revitalized and is now used in several different Christian denominations to great effect, and people understand that the quality of their life improves hugely when they know how to enter into God's presence and to turn off all thinking and images and be with him, to let him penetrate through to your clutter, to my clutter, to their clutter, which we all carry around, a great deal of noise we carry around in our spirits, in our heads, in our emotions. And when we are quiet in this way, the Lord can penetrate through all of that junk and really, really touch us where we need to be touched, right at the very center of our being, where he lives and where we want him to reign. With that, I'm just going to close now by recapping what we've learned. We've learned what our problem is when we can't find God and are experiencing a crisis. We've learned the consequences, the negative consequences that can have, and we've learned what the solution is, which was my bottom line message to you. And that's where I think I will end it, and just remind you to give this way of praying, these two simple steps, a genuine try. If you find that it's too difficult and it's not for you, please feel free to drop it and continue with your other form of prayer. But my prayer for you is that you will have the patience and the endurance to persist until you get into the knack of it, which might take 2 or 3 weeks, perhaps. But you will reach a point fairly soon that when you don't pray for these few minutes every day in this way, you will start to feel that something important in your life is missing. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.